Here's something unsettling. Right now, someone is deciding what you'll eat for lunch tomorrow, and you don't even know it. The cafeteria director arranging food displays, the app designer ordering restaurant options, even the supermarket manager positioning products at eye level, they're all shaping your decisions in ways you barely notice. When Amsterdam Airport etched tiny fly images into urinals, spillage dropped 80%. No rules, no fines, just a subtle target that redirected aim. This is the hidden architecture of choice, and it's everywhere. Whether arranging retirement plans or designing websites, someone is always influencing your decisions. The question isn't whether you'll be nudged, it's whether those nudges will help or exploit you. This realization sparked a global movement, with over 200 organizations across 37 countries creating nudge units to redesign how choices are presented. The insight is both liberating and unsettling. Small changes in how options appear can dramatically alter what we choose, yet we remain free to pick differently. Traditional economics imagines we're all perfectly rational econs, calculating every decision with computer-like precision. Reality tells a different story. Over 40% of American adults are obese, with rates tripling globally since 1980. It's absurd to suggest everyone consciously chose their optimal weight. We're not econs, we're humans. We operate with two mental systems. The automatic system works fast and intuitively, ducking when a ball flies towards you, recognizing faces instantly. The reflective system handles deliberate analysis, complex math, major life decisions. Problems arise when we rely on autopilot for choices deserving reflection. We anchor on irrelevant numbers, judge risks by how easily examples come to mind, and believe we're above average at nearly everything. 90% of drivers consider themselves above average, a statistical impossibility. We hate losses twice as much as we enjoy equivalent gains, creating powerful inertia. Remember removing cashews from dinner guests? This reveals our struggle with self-control, dynamically inconsistent behavior, where we make plans our future selves can't keep. We create self-management systems, alarm clocks across rooms, automatic savings transfers. Mental accounting is our most sophisticated internal control mechanism. Despite money being fungible, we maintain separate mental accounts, vacation savings, emergency funds, daily expenses, creating psychological barriers between different money pools. People simultaneously borrow on high-interest credit cards while maintaining low-interest savings accounts, violating pure economic logic, yet serving practical self-management purposes. Humans are profoundly influenced by what others do and think, often unconsciously. In Solomon Asch's famous experiments, participants denied obvious visual evidence one-third of the time when faced with unanimous incorrect answers from Confederates, a finding replicated across 17 countries. Social influence operates through two channels: information, many people doing something signals what might be best, and peer pressure, our desire to avoid disapproval. Texas discovered this power when traditional anti-littering campaigns failed with young male drivers. After civic duty messaging flopped, officials created "Don't Mess with Texas," delivered by Dallas Cowboys players and Willie Nelson. By appealing to Texan pride rather than generic responsibility, visible roadside litter dropped 72% in 6 years. Pluralistic ignorance, widespread misperception about others' beliefs, presents both challenges and opportunities. In Saudi Arabia, most young married men privately supported women working outside the home, but mistakenly believed other men opposed it. When informed about others' true beliefs, they became far more willing to authorize their wives to work. Social practices often persist simply because everyone wrongly assumes everyone else supports them. Life's most consequential decisions, choosing colleges, careers, retirement plans, shared troubling traits. They're difficult, unfamiliar, offer no practice opportunities, and provide terrible feedback. Retirement planning exemplifies this. One chance to get it right, with results arriving decades later when adjustment is impossible. We need nudges most when decisions require scarce attention, involve delayed consequences, or occur in unfamiliar territory. Forgetting ranks among our most common mistakes. Implementation intentions dramatically improve follow-through when campaigns asked voters specific questions about when and where they'd vote, turnout increased 4.1 percentage points. Self-control problems arise when choices and consequences separate in time. Investment goods, like exercise, demand immediate costs for delayed benefits, causing us to do too little. Temptation goods, like smoking, provide immediate pleasure with delayed harm, leading us to overindulge. Life's biggest decisions offer minimal practice, and learning requires immediate, clear feedback. Yet crucial choices lack good feedback structures. Steve Jobs understood that design is not just what it looks like and feels like. Design is how it works. Choice architecture, how options are presented, profoundly influences decisions. People follow the path of least resistance, making defaults extraordinarily powerful. Modern automobiles exemplify good design. Seatbelt warnings, fuel alerts, lane departure warnings, backup sensors. Well-designed systems anticipate and forgive human error. Post-completion errors occur when we forget steps after main tasks, like leaving ATM cards in machines. Solutions include forcing functions requiring card removal before dispensing cash. Mapping refers to the relationship between choices and outcomes. Good architecture translates numerical information into practical units. As choices multiply, structure becomes crucial. Paint stores arrange thousands of colors by similarity. Streaming services use collaborative filtering to recommend content. Yet, architecture can harm. Sludge, deliberate friction creation, manifests in complicated paperwork and confusing processes. Businesses weaponize sludge through asymmetric friction, making sign-up easy but cancellation difficult, requiring phone calls during restricted hours. Retirement saving requires fighting our present-focused brains over decades. When companies shifted to defined contribution plans, employees faced complex decisions most couldn't handle. Despite tax advantages and employer matching, many don't enroll. Adding just one investment option reduces participation by 2%. Automatic enrollment achieves 93% participation versus 47% at opt-in firms. The Save More Tomorrow program lets workers commit now to future contribution increases timed with raises. In its first implementation, 78% of reluctant savers joined. After four raises, their savings rates nearly quadrupled from 3.5% to 13.6%. Climate change presents similar challenges: present bias, distant harms, no urgency. When German households received green energy as default, 69.1% stayed green versus just 7.2% when requiring opt-in firms. Smart defaults help millions build security while maintaining complete freedom to opt out. Critics warn that libertarian paternalism creates slippery slopes. Though evidence contradicts this, automatic enrollment remains widespread while opt-out rights stay intact. Some prefer active choosing over nudges, believing people should always decide after receiving information. While sometimes effective, required active choosing works best for simple decisions, but falters with complex choices involving hundreds of options. Critics who favor education over nudging create a false dichotomy. Both complement each other. Financial literacy matters, but research shows its benefits fade within 2 years. Even educated people struggle with complex decisions like mortgage selection. Claims that nudges manipulate miss the mark. Most nudges, like labels, warnings, and defaults, are transparent. The publicity principle distinguishes acceptable nudges from manipulative ones. No choice architect should adopt policies they wouldn't defend publicly. What once seemed radical has become commonplace. All policies inevitably involve choice architecture. The question isn't whether to shape choices, but whether to do so thoughtfully and ethically. With transparent, well-designed nudges, your choices can become closer to what you choose with unlimited attention, complete information, and perfect self-control.